What's More Than a Coffin Club, a premier actual play podcast for amusement, entertainment, and lies. If this is your first night, don't be shy. Grab a seat by the stage and let us tell you a story. We are returning to Salvage Union, specifically the Blackwell region of Salvage Union, where there is a bunch of weird-ass shit going down around a nuclear reactor that probably should have a little more tender loving care applied to it. But that's why we have a madcap group of mech pilots who have decided to bumble around the swamp and kick shit over and get in fights like God intended. In alphabetical Discord order, I will be introducing them all, starting with Countess. Hello, Countess.
Hi, this is Sophie, she, her, playing Countess, also she, her. And Countess has a thing.
Would you like to share your thing with the rest of the clout, with the rest of the class, Countess?
Well, as we discussed last time, Countess apparently would not like to share her thing with the rest of the class because Haywire offered to take her thing and put it on his thing, but she said no, she wanted to keep it. So I'm of course referring to the mystery tier one piece of tech that she got last time.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. Tier six,
rather, yeah. I think that's what you said.
No, I said tier 7.
Oh, did you? Is it
tier 7?
Yeah, I wrote down tier 6.
Oh, no, sorry, tier 6. So, tier 6.
Yeah.
Sorry, yes. Okay. The experimental gun that brought down the TEF, that was a tier 7 piece of tech.
Okay, yeah. So not quite that.
Not quite yet. But, all right, yep. We also have Fax. Hello, Fax.
Yeah, hi, hello. This is Bastion from Unshidae, still playing Fax. They, them. Strange, semi-robotic herder of small, remotely accessed devices. And Allegra.
Yep.
I'll figure out a good collective noun for the group at some point, but the outliers keep throwing it off is a thing.
The Fax Pack.
Oh, God.
That sounds really marketable.
Mm-hmm.
Crawler babies, Allegra is there too.
Oh, my God. Character's canceled. John, I'm going to roll up something else.
Fair enough. We also have Ham. Hello, Ham.
Hey, hello. It is your old buddy Lavender, pronouns Fayfair, playing your old buddy Ham, pronouns she, her. Ham is our sniper, our clown, our emotional wreck, our overly trusting of weird evil robot ghost ladies, all that.
Ham's got a lot going on, huh?
Yeah. Also, sometimes she's a My Little Pony reference.
Sometimes, you say?
Yeah, sometimes.
If my eyes do not deceive me, is your current avatar on Discord not a pink key and a pie symbol?
Yeah. Somebody... So, shout out to, actually my sister who saw my drawing of the words Pinkie Pie in paint last week, because I did not have another image prepared, and then decided to draw me a visual pun.
Oh, that's right. Oh shit, the show's got fan art.
Yeah, this is bespoke Pinkie Pie joke art.
Hell yeah. You honestly love to see it. Shout out to your sister for giving the show the first fan art it's ever gotten. It's not fan art if it comes from the players. That's not saying your art's not good. Just dig it deeper, Jess. Haywire. Hello, just, Haywire.
We're not fans of our own show.
Yeah. Hi, this is Grint. He/him playing Haywire. Also he/him. Sorry, I don't know why I wasn't sure about who I or my character was. It's just like that out there. Who are we anyway? What do we do here?
Whose line is it anyway?
Yeah, that's right. Where the mechs are made up and the points don't matter. Yeah. Having a great time. Hey, we're having a good time doing truly abominable things to some cybered up super commandos. But you know what? Basically what they signed up for. So it's fine.
Cast the spell of nap time.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, where we last left off, you all had gone down to yonder crater lake, skipped a few rocks, thought about some stuff, repeatedly kept putting a bunch of cyborg death commandos in a nap timeout.
Mm-hmm.
You learned how to live simply. Live without reservation, without modern amenities.
Showing them how to live off the grid.
You know, I had a lot of fun that summer with the pilots from the Blue Bottle. Anyway,
Haywire is basically a productivity app in that fight. So
Jesus, yeah, I cast Refresh Pomodoro.
Yeah,
very good. Specifically, they were technically former colleagues of Countess, but you sent them packing to Aspirant where they can all get eaten by cannibals. You have decided to go to the...
Why are you laughing? It's very serious.
Very serious.
Just because those guys are going to get eaten by cannibals!
Just because Ham did it doesn't mean it's funny.
No, first of all, wait a minute. They're all in neurophages, right?
Yes.
They're not going to get eaten by the cannibals. They're
you don't know what the cannibals have?
Yeah, it's like a lobster situation.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to impugn and underestimate the cannibals.
What if the cannibals are also in neurophages?
They're not orcs. They're capable of crafting fine things and having culture.
Yeah, they just have really big crab crackers so that they can get them out of there.
Yeah. Anyway, my point is, you decided to go to the West Loop Zone in order to continue to poke around, despite the assertions that everything is fine here. I don't know how you can be so untrusting.
Well, I mean, you know, if it turns out that everything's fine here, that'll be a nice little break for us, because we've been running some issues here, so nice to take a little breather in a place where everything's fine.
So the big thing that you have to understand about the West Loop Zone is that, yes, there is the West Loop. Yes, there is a zone. There is also a really big radio broadcasting tower.
Mm.
It is currently being used to broadcast radio waves. Specifically, you can tell that it's got power. You can tell that it's active. You can tell that it is hooked up to a nearby camp. You can also tell that shit has happened to wreck this camp. There is a bunch of holes in buildings and such. A lot of local vehicles have been wrecked or totaled, left. There's not a ton of vehicles because this world uses more mechs for the purposes of transportation than it does vehicles. But there's some stuff where it's just like, yeah, you can minorly move around like in a swamp with this. It's not as fighting cumbersome, but it's definitely going to work towards, you know, letting you move around.
Are any of them recoverable?
They do not look so. Okay. Not from where you currently are. / not from putting Vigil up in the sky to take a look. But yeah, it looks like something happened here in order to cause a big fucking ruckus and break a whole lot of shit. Curiously, you don't see bodies.
Well.
Are there many footprints?
It is a roughly settled area in a swamp. Footprints are negligible.
Fair enough.
You know?
Oh, yeah. No, I just mean, like, if we don't see any bodies, but it looks like there were, you know, a lot of people. Anyway, well, we just have to, I mean, obviously something is using the radio tower to put out that blanket message that everything is fine, right? So that's what we should focus on.
Yeah. I think it makes sense.
I mean, I'm not sure what else is out there.
You don't really see a lot without poking around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is to say, go poke around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
To be more specific, you are probably going to have to get out of your mechs in order to poke around.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was thinking that. Sorry, she says, are there, is there, like, specifically, like, a building, like, next to the radio tower, or, like, building that looks like it's associated with the radio tower?
Yes. So, much like how when you went to South Loop Zone to see the Manders. There's a lot of prefab structures that are here that are very clearly like field structures, but this one also has more that are when I say concrete, I mean like literally concrete. I mean like they are fortified and meant to be part of this area. So this has some external prefab structures, but this also has like a main building that you would say is like roughly the size of like a small office building. That's the one that's up against the transmitter.
Well, it like sounds
like a two-floor office building. Probably not a basement given the swamp.
Yeah. All right.
Or a very wet basement, at least.
Our park. I'll park my car, my spider car, and get out to go look.
Oh, you're smart.
My spar.
Bax will hop out, but mostly to find a spot to place Donna so she can cover everybody's parked mechs.
I mean, I can... I was going to stay. I mean, you should do that, but also I was going to stay in my mech.
Oh, by all means.
In case things get hairy in some way, so.
Well, I don't know mechanically out of character how many orders or what I can have Vigil do while I'm not in the mech, so this is just a way to have at least one mech, yeah, and one other mech scale gun ready.
Allegra's like, you do realize I can just like relay messages to Vigil if you need.
Oh, well,
project me and I'll be able to speak to her.
No, well, all right. Didn't realize we could do that.
I would hate to not be useful given the predicament.
Good point.
Cam pops the cockpit open, does not come out. You just see the pin drop, like, stick out looking for spiders before she eventually climbs out of it.
Yes, Allegra, please have Vigil ensure that no spiders of that size get within a certain radius of the camp without us being advised.
When you project Allegra, Allegra just looks like a normal ass dude. He's maybe like a little wavy if you look close enough, but he really just looks like a normal person. He kind of just reaches up. He puts like two fingers under his chin in order to like take his pulse. And he's like, yes, Vigil understands. She will keep overwatch for enormous arachnids.
Excellent. Thank you. It's mostly for Ham's sake.
Thank you.
Allegra looks at Ham and says, you probably shouldn't try to touch me. I heard you're scared of ghosts.
Oh my god, is that still happening? Look, a situation has changed. I'm scared of spiders now.
Oh, well, understandable.
You don't know. Could be made of spiders.
I can assure you I am not made of spiders.
Some kind of spiders, man.
He doesn't look spidery.
No, he's late, not eight.
Anyway, I'm fixing to stop sinking into the swamp while we're standing here.
Most of us aren't heavy enough to sink into the swamp.
Yeah, well.
I actually can't touch the ground at all, technically speaking.
I think that's a bonus here.
A little, but you're going to have to open doors for me.
Yes, well, you have, be careful out here, Donna.
Okie doke. I'm going to hang out with Countess. Hey, Countess.
Of course, have a good time.
Yes?
I spy with my little eye something orange.
The sun?
No, don't look at the sun.
Okay.
She definitely like wiggles her turret cannon around while she talks like red versus blue.
Yep. No, Donna talks like a Tachikoma. You know?
Yeah.
So you're dealing with that. Have fun babysitting the kid, Countess.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
No, I mean, I'm half joking, but like.
She has a job.
She has a job. She also has a very big gun, and Countess can also help protect her.
Yes, yeah, she has a job where she spams emojis all the time, so.
Hey, that's executive level work. I'm proud of
you. You're not wrong. Your girl boss turret daughter.
Well, no, I just mean they're both excellent shitposters already.
No, you can be an executive and not be good at shitposting. God That's knows true. You live in that world.
Of course.
Many such cases.
Yep. Yep.
So you're going into the building. There's... I hate to phrase it this way. You know when they go through the Norwegian camp and the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very much like that in here. In the sense of, like, battle damage... And, like, shit has clearly happened. Like, there are, like, axes that are embedded in, like, electronics. There is just broken glass everywhere. Prefab ceiling tiles are just, like, hanging. Like, you're going to the main building, right?
Yeah.
The one by the tower.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you are currently dealing with that. It's not ideal in here. It's pretty dark. Allegra moves around fairly fearlessly because, again, he can't touch anything. And he brushes past things as he looks around. But it's been like this for a while. You can tell that by the way that condensation has been building up inside of the building, in addition to some dust and some natural growth just like starting to creep in. Not like, oh, there's already moss on the ground, but like, yes, you can see animal tracks in here now. Very clearly stuff has been able to come from the swamp out into here and then like run around through some of the hallways.
Is it dark in here?
Yep.
Okay, well, I can see.
Ooh, I'm Haywire. I have special eyes. It's almost like I remembered you have special eyes.
Oh, wait, hold on. I don't have any AP. I spent it all on my fancy trick earlier, so I actually cannot, I think, activate the special function of my eyes.
Ooh, I'm haywire. I can't activate my special eyes.
Ooh, my eyes are normal. Ooh.
Many of us.
Yeah, let me double check. I'm pretty sure.
Is there any signs of like people being hurt? Like, are there blood stains anywhere, or like signs of people being wounded here?
Yes. You don't see bodies. You do see blood and burns and stuff.
Hmm.
Not a ton. But you don't see bodies.
That's not great.
What do you want to do? What do you want to explore? What do you want to look for?
You think anyone else think anyone's like left here? Just hiding? Think anyone made it through?
We could look for other intact looking rooms. See if there's someplace anybody could have hid.
If I have to be honest, I would not look for survivors.
You think this happened too long ago?
No, I think they would have been thorough.
Hmm.
I feel like anybody who survived probably went to control by now.
It's also possible.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. Start. Just checking room by room. See if we can't find the whatever amounts for a control center here.
It's not hard to find a control center. It's going to be hard in order to find out information or to require... I hate to be like, it'll require some kind of role. Yeah. But I also kind of want to be like... I do kind of want somebody to roll to see what sort of salient information can be gleaned from this environment.
I'll look around for any kind of like records of the work that was getting done here, because clearly something was getting done here, right? So,
yeah.
I'll poke around.
Do you all remember what the stated purpose of this outpost is?
It's doing research on some kind of plant, I believe.
Yep.
I don't remember. I just did it's fine.
Yeah, it's a botany outpost.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Anybot too. So just a D20? Give it a try?
Yeah. That's what I should have open right now. Whoopsie. You always forget
something. Help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's like the least consequential thing to forget.
Living their West life. Very good. I'm going to take from the other ones that exist in this field, in a sense of like that, the outcome you get from this sort of question.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's normally like you get 3 questions. I'm checking to see. What other such ones would entail, specifically the well actually power. Yeah, you can ask. I think I'm willing to take this as like a... Actually, do you want to spend 1 AP in order to turn this into a well actually?
How many AP do I have with... Oh yeah, absolutely.
Alright, cool. You have 3 questions and I must give you true answers.
Hey, what was their stated purpose? Like, what was the driving hypothesis that they were studying? What was it about these plants? What did they seem to be looking for here?
Oh, they weren't studying plants.
What were they studying?
Weapons development.
Oh, cool. What was the last thing they made?
You're gonna love this. They were studying the meld.
Yay!
Robot ghosts.
Dang it!
So those are your two questions so far. What were they actually? What were they doing here? Well, they were actually doing weapons development. What were they developing weapons for? The meld.
Wait, so they were trying to weaponize the meld, or they were trying to build weapons to fight the meld? Sorry.
I am willing to clarify anti-meld weapons.
Okay. Is that my if that's fair, if that's my third question?
No, I think that's information that should have been a little more, that should have been presented up front with your second question.
Okay, well, in that case, what was the new principle that they were testing? Like, what made this last, what made their last project different than whatever, you know, turning whatever guns you have towards a meld and just hoping?
Field weapon, field and area suppression.
Ooh.
You know how the, what's it called? You know how the meld really doesn't like, cold?
Sure.
Okay, the meld really doesn't like cold. Actually, I'm making sure that's correct. Yeah, electromagnetic fields disable the meld, and the meld really doesn't like cold.
Go here.
Main thing that they're looking for, the main thing that they were investigating was sonic field weaponry in order to use reactively for defense purposes. You can't necessarily carry around. Yeah, fuck it. Why not? You know, it's fucking symbiote rules. You can't necessarily carry around liquid nitrogen in a way that you can reactively use in order to kill meld. That's best for a cleanup. It's possible with a cleanup team, but, you know, it's cumbersome. You can't necessarily carry around an EMP without destroying all the shit around you. You know what you might be able to use? A sonic area of effect weapon.
It's funny that you say that, because I can build an EMP later.
Wait, sure, but sure, yes. Sure. But there are consequences to firing off an EMP in the moment.
Also, there's already a sonic... I think I showed you that thing that I almost put on... it's a system... God, what is it? It's like an anti... It's meant to be like crowd control, but it can kill people? Yep. The Sonic Screecher, that's it, yeah. Oh, so this is just like a Sonic Screecher that works on meld. Something like that. Or just yeah, a much. Sonic weapon, but yeah. Okay. That's horrifying. That can't be pleasant for humans anywhere near it either.
But you also have to imagine it's probably less unpleasant than liquid nitrogen.
I guess.
Okay, I forget that you are the brain scan in a inorganic body. People like not being at sub-zero temperatures.
Okay.
But yeah.
I'm sorry, thermoregulation is hard.
Yeah, it's like the joke. Every time I think about like having to work in the cold and like my phone and my scanner at work, I think about the joke in Futurama where Bender's like, "Oh my god, it's so cold! I'm operating at peak efficiency." Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, that's the information that you're finding out from poking through this facility. You see.
I mean, it doesn't really seem to... I was hoping it would be something that would give a hint about why they would try to announce everything's fine. Unless they had some test subjects, and now they don't have the test subjects anymore.
Well...
Oh dear.
Haywire and Ham, what are the two of you up to while Fax is doing paperwork searching?
Well, you know, if we're just standing around here, can I try salvaging shit from here?
Yes, you absolutely can be salvaging shit from here.
Yay!
All right, Buster.
Yay! Where's the table? There.
Do you have a salvaging kit?
I do. I have a pilot salvaging kit.
What page is the table?
I think it's at the very back too, isn't it?
I thought it was
area salvage table. Yeah, it's on like the second to last page.
Oh, there it is. Oh my god. Sorry. The salvaging section starts with a lot of words, and I thought it would have a table there. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I guess this is just area salvage.
Yep.
Cool. Roll dice. Select dice. Roll dice.
You'll call now.
You'll call now.
Oh, God. Up zone.
Very good.
I got 15.
Haywire.
Yeah.
You find the melt containment area.
Yeah.
It's empty.
Oh, no.
But not like in a broke out way.
Mm-hmm.
And like all the containment, because it's a cold, they keep it in the cold. Like, it's not practical to keep the sonic weaponry running all the time, but you find the cold
freezer?
Chamber. You find the cold chamber, mm-hmm. basically, the freezer. Yeah, there are no samples of meld that are in here, but it also doesn't look like any of them broke out.
Hmm.
You can strip this area for parts and get 3 Tech 3 salvage.
Yeah. I like this.
I have a hover sled you can toss those on if you'd like.
Yeah, because I don't think I can actually carry 3 things of salvage.
They're 1 unit apiece. Yeah, they're double on the hover sled.
Bases, that is. I think that's 6. Oh, 4.
Okay. Well, I can carry 1 salvage. Mm-hmm.
I have 2 slots open, so I can take 2.
Yeah, we can toss on the sled. Put the 2 on the sled.
What's Ham up to?
I have some out-of-character theories, but can I just sort of roll to try and piece together what happened here? Because it doesn't look like our TEF friend, because you said axes were in the computer systems. That's really not a TEF move.
There's probably a lot less of this place left.
You know the TEF so well after 10,000 years.
Wow.
I mean, you can metagame all you want. I'm being serious.
Oh, no, I'm thinking this is in character logic. This is Ham going, these guys dropped a tank from space. They're not going to be throwing axes around, probably. But either which way, if Fax is rolling to see what they were doing here, I would like to see if I can't just sort of put together what happened here.
Okay, so you're gonna fucking Will Graham, this is my design, this shit. All right.
I'm going to... Ham is going to enter the Sherlock Mind Palace for a moment.
No, we're not doing that. We're doing the better show. We're doing Hannibal.
It's very different from the Sherlock Mind Palace.
Oh, yes.
Like, for Ham, it's like, it's a Meet the Pyro animation.
Ham, I need you to try to draw a clock. I will... Huh. If you do this with Allegra's help, I will allow it.
Okay. Well, that's fine, because I'm in the group chat with all the AIs, so...
I'm learning that our individual capacity for holding scrap is actually a lot less than I thought. Yeah. I should never read the rule book because it's always worse for me.
Well, that's what
I still have enough room for one piece because I left Donna outside. So pockets are full or empty.
There you go. Anyway, so you can have one. I am willing to allow you a roll.
All right.
Fiambre de Perna.
Yep. That is in celebration of us being on a Portuguese server right now for technical reasons.
Are we on a Portuguese server?
Of Brazil, I thought.
You sent us to Brazil.
I joked. No, we're on the East Coast.
Oh.
Well, I mean, now my name doesn't make any sense. Thank you.
Well,
you've ruined it.
I mean, technically, Brazil is also on the East Coast.
Okay.
That's true.
True.
Northeast. No, I picked one that was... I'm not doxing us where we're all located. What does that translate to under... Well, actually... you can ask the mediator two questions about the situation. One of these answers must be true. The other may be false. I think that's fun.
All right. Let's see. Can I get an idea of how long ago this happened?
You already know. I will not count that towards that. Like, this is definitely more than a week ago.
All right.
That information is confirmed.
Okay, in that case, any leads to the culprit, which would have been my second question?
Define leads.
Like, is there a document that just says meltcrimes.txt kicking around?
No. And, like, Allegra is kind of like, that's not how they operate. The purpose is to come into an area, storm it, act as quickly and as mercilessly as you possibly can to terrorize the enemy and eliminate all possible threats in a rapid enough succession, and then move on to the next location in order to continue a path of destruction towards mass destabilization.
All right.
And it kind of like bears out. You don't see a lot of... You do see blood. You do see like stains of blood, and you do see like stains of fluids. But it's not like somebody went in here with a machete and had a torso party. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, here's where a body fell. There's not a body right here, right now. This is where something got smashed. This. There is a bizarre and workmanlike level of like briskness and efficiency to it.
Hmm. Okay, probably not more spiders. I don't think the local animals can run the radio tower. That'd be cute, though.
Corporate sabotage?
Ooh, that is an interesting theory, actually.
Oh, do you want to float the idea that it's corporate sabotage? Like, investigate that?
Yeah, sure. I think that'll be point two, or question two. Does this look corporate?
Yeah, it does look like a lot of the weapons used in this were corporate. And that adds up with, like, how Haywire is unable, and Haywire's able to like strip the cold containment for parts without getting covered up to his like nuts in meld. You know, there is a certain element of this that does read well. A corporate kill team came in here, murked all the scientists, ran away with the samples, and took as much data as they possibly could while disabling the area. And then they put up a sign that says, hey, everything's fine here, don't come looking. And maybe nobody's done anything about it because, like, this is a covert facility.
Mm-hmm. Also, I mean, it says everything's fine.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, I will relay that information and thought process to the others.
That's fun theory.
I don't know, is there any evidence that Fax found to suggest not in corporate involvement here, but I don't know. They didn't leave like USB drives behind stealing the information here or something, no. Is there elsewhere in the building we can check?
I mean, you didn't go check the radio tower.
I was thinking radio tower.
Oh yeah, let's go. All
right, you come to an interesting site in the radio tower. Which is that the radio tower has been, how do I phrase it? So there's basically like a loading dock style room that is up against the side of the radio tower, running cables into it through the wall to the outside. So you don't necessarily have to be outside in order to calibrate the radio tower. There's no doors and exits out here besides like besides like windows and junk that are up off the floor. This is a two-story room. Predominantly it looks like it's being used for storage, and it is being used for radio access. Here's what you see that is interesting, which is that there is a computer that is plugged into the radio relay. And it's a pretty robust, large server that it looks like somebody knocked over by accident and it got half broken. And then somebody took like a desktop computer and then another desktop computer and then a third desktop computer and started using a mixture of like wires and plugs and solder in order to like create this Franken thing that is currently plugged into the transmitter, and that's what's broadcasting the order. And by order, I mean the signal. You know, everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I for one am fine breaking this thing before we leave.
It's not the worst idea.
I can't think of a good reason not to.
Well, I mean, it would tell whoever did this that someone was here and poking around.
Usually. You're not here.
Right.
Someone has a communicator?
Yeah, I kind of thought maybe it was like a communicator, but if that's not happening, sure. Yeah.
But also, Countess, what do you spy with your little eye?
I spy with my little eye something gray.
A cloud.
No.
Darn. Is it a heron?
No.
Concrete.
No. Good guess, but no.
Darn. A truck bumper.
No.
Is it the struts of the radio tower?
No, I'm beginning to realize that there are a lot of gray things here, huh?
You're good at this.
Yeah. Well, it's.
No, don't tell me I got it. Is it the water?
No, is what I guess, what grayish. Yeah,
I mean, if you but look no, at it not. Like in a certain way,
mm-hmm.
and Vigil's up in the sky, just like nodding. All right, just so we don't play this forever, what are you? What is it?
It's the throttle of my mech.
That's not fair. Whatever. I can't see it.
Okay, but you know I have a throttle in here, right?
No.
Well, what would you think I have?
I don't know. I've never seen inside of your mech.
Okay, well, I have a throttle in here. It's great. That's why I spy.
That's not fair. Mom.
Yes.
Countess is cheating at I Spy.
That's not cheating, honey.
Yeah, it's not you spy. It's
you're not allowed to use outside information that subjective viewers can't use themselves.
Hmm. It's against the spirit, but not rules as written.
If Vigil was playing with us and she saw something over the horizon line that Countess couldn't see, that doesn't count.
Well, that's why I went by that's Vigil.
It's not fair. You're supposed to be honorable and junk.
Wow.
No, Donna.
Donna, I'll play I Spy with you when we get back to the blue bottle.
I'm sorry. That was mean. Anyway, Countess, you are dealing with that in addition to the rest of the people inside of the facility getting closer and closer to the radio tower.
Yeah, I'm probably a little more on edge as I get closer to that, just in case.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think that whoever made this everything is fine transmitter, you know, like, would have left any, like, evidence of who they were in there? This doesn't really seem like a, you know, programming job or anything. This is like, oh, I just connected this to that and just kind of made it go.
I don't know. You want to take a closer look at it?
Sure.
Which is to say, one of you can take a closer look at it if they.
I'll take a closer look at it.
Well, you okay?
What?
No, can you spend AP and roll about it? That's my question.
I don't have AP.
But there you go.
I ate it all.
Specifically, one of you still has. Well, actually, that's my point.
Yeah, who's the most explosion-proof member of the team that still has AP and is present?
Probably you.
Yeah, but I'm not there though, unfortunately. So,
oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
So Ham,
I don't have. Well, actually,
yeah, I know. My point is, Haywire.
I'm also very not immune to explosions.
Haywire, if you want to take a crack at it, you can. You just will not be able to find out the same information that Fax would.
That's fine.
Yeah, go ahead. Roll for it.
I'll roll a die. I got a 10.
You did. You got a 10.
Right. That's actually not a success.
Nope.
You no.
You ask me two questions. One must be true. The other
sure.
can be false.
Sorry. The first question that came to mind was, no, they got games on this thing?
Yes, this thing does in fact run Doom.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
No, sorry, go ahead.
I say they have games by Double Fine on there.
Jesus.
No, it's actually spelling out the message everything is fine in Minecraft over and over.
But also, if you wanted to go outside and run Doom on Donna, you could.
No, don't run Doom on Donna. Give her something with the crisis, at least. Come on.
Putt-putt.
You can do better than this.
Yeah, run putt-putt. Marathon on your daughter.
All of them at the same time.
Yeah. Anyway, you got two questions.
Oh, actually, first question is, when did this thing start transmitting? Is there some kind of, you know, date of, you know, first operation or whatever?
Yes, it's been running for a week. Like 2 weeks, like 2.5 weeks. It lines up with your theories and also people having to move around and shit. I know the time is a little bit screwy, considering that you were also not yourselves, but you know. Mm-hmm. This does line up with it possibly being the TEF trooper.
Second question. I'm sorry, I think I've confused myself a little bit. This is not like the jamming signal.
This is the jamming signal.
This is the jamming signal. Yep. Okay. Sorry, I somehow had it in my head there was a separate jamming signal.
No, it is plugged into the transmitter.
Well, so there was something like related. Yeah, I also don't remember. There's something related to this that was coming from Crater Lake, which is why I went to Crater Lake first. I forget exactly how that worked.
There is a transmission coming from Crater Lake.
Yes. Okay, so but say different.
That's a separate thing. That must be why I
had
two things in my head. Really trying to think of a decent second question. Happy to accept suggestions.
If I may posit one, does this thing look booby-trapped?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Does this thing look booby-trapped?
It looks like stuff will stop happening if it turns off.
Fair enough.
Booby trapped is such a vague term.
Is it
like are there obvious explosives?
The question to refine the question, is there a trap left for if someone tries to tamper with it to harm them?
I'm gonna be real. There is nothing visible you can see, but also it is a Franken-struction.
Fair enough.
I personally don't think it's gonna, like, explode on you if you unplug it.
I was gonna say, like, does any part of this look explosive? Because if it's, like, breaks for any reason, it might turn into a bomb, even if it's not supposed to be one, you know?
Nah, it'll just stand up on its legs and start fighting us.
Roll up its sleeves like, howdy, motherfucker.
No, 3, run 2, doom on you.
Alright, what do you do?
I mean, does anyone have anything else to do with this thing? Otherwise, I don't know, I'll like kick it out the window.
Wow.
Unless we can identify anything further about whoever left it.
This is the information Haywire gets for being the I work out at the computer store by benching the servers type of tech guy.
Right.
There is more possible information you get. It's going to cost you AP and a roll. Facts.
Yes.
I'm pointing at you specifically.
Yeah.
Would you like to use your well actually power?
Sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, sorry, yes, I will. Let me roll. Oh dear God. Can I use a reroll on that?
Yeah. You have to use one of your personal keepsakes, but yes.
Yeah, I'll use my, the photograph, which is the, group shot of, now updated group shot of Fax, Donna, Vigil, and Allegra.
Oh, that's cute. You actually put Allegra in there.
Of course.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, it didn't help.
That helped a little.
Yep, that's up to...
That's not true, but it helped. So that's a... Yeah, that's another two questions. Only one must be true.
Yep.
And this is just about who left it, or...
You can ask whatever the hell questions you want. I will give you more precise information that's not as non-committal as it doesn't look like it's gonna do shit if you unplug it.
Okay, yeah, does it look volatile enough to be... to need, like, diffusing, or can we just turn it off?
You're going to want to get in there and unplug the secondary power source in addition to the regular power source. Because there, it turns out that there actually is a redundant power source in there.
Now, what's the true thing?
See, this is why you just kick it out the window.
Yeah, what would happen if we just kicked it out the window?
What would happen if you kicked it out the window?
Same thing yeah. as everything else.
Well, you'd lose the data on it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That sounds true. All right. How can we recover the data?
Sorry, you're out of questions.
Can we recover Fine. The data?
If only we had some kind of hacker as part of our team.
If we could safely disconnect it, we could bring it back to the blue bottle. Let someone else take a look
and
at it.
And then everything would be fine on the blue bottle.
But yeah, it's an upgrade for the, mm-hmm. the crawler.
The everything is fine upgrade.
I mean, we can certainly attempt to disconnect it without breaking everything.
Yeah, I will just let you do that.
Got a roll?
No roll.
Okay.
All right.
Well, are there any logos on anything?
No.
Serial numbers we can search?
You can't communicate with the outside world from here as long as this thing is running.
Right.
Okay, my point is this. You unplug it.
Mm-hmm.
Countess.
Yep.
You are in your computer. You are in your mech right now.
Mech.
Yeah.
You start getting all of your communications back at once.
Now I hate it when happens.
Well, you can communicate with the blue bottle again. You can communicate with control. Okay. You can communicate with all sorts of other places. You are now getting spammed with some messages, but like they're not all "oh my god, everything is fucked, we're all dying" messages. Mm-hmm. But just like, yeah, you've turned off the jamming for the area. Kind of something's right. moving in the swamp.
Suboptimal.
Meanwhile, in the storage room.
Yeah.
Figures fall from the ceiling.
Oh.
And they start to pick themselves up. And that's when the three of you see the meld infestees that were left as aerial explosives peel themselves off of the floor.
Ah.
Ew, they're soaked into the carpets.
Well, it's concrete. So it was like a series of just like... It wasn't even like... It was...
Suspiciously out of place shadows.
You couldn't really tell, is the thing. It's dark in here. They were up in the ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't like... They started falling like rain. It was they all fell in like one mass. And now,
mm-hmm.
congrats. You are all stuck in this room with a horde of meld infectees.
Yay.
Great. How many is a horde?
Let me check the list real quick. It is a swarm of multiple zombie-like Mellotrons. You remember when you killed those?
Yeah.
Remember how they had multi-attack?
Yeah.
Remember how they're infectious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember how the last time that happened, you were all in mechs?
Yes.
I'm just saying.
And they had weapons. I didn't bring a weapon.
Wow, that's unfortunate.
You didn't bring a weapon?
No, why would I bring a weapon?
What? In case you get into a fight of some kind, perhaps?
No, Fax was smart and left Donna outside on Overwatch.
I mean, that is... Donna's not going to help indoors.
Yeah.
No, yes.
Donna, no, I'm just saying.
Haywire is.
Donna's not going to help indoors. Donna, who has a 120-millimeter cannon.
That's excessive for indoors.
Mm-hmm. Technically,
that's not an indoors gun.
Since she takes up pilot inventory space, that means that Fax should be able to deploy her indoors.
Yes.
So however big that 120-millimeter cannon is, that means it still fits in his inventory.
I mean, you could definitely fire...
I just think it's really funny.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm...
Yeah, you can definitely fire a 120-millimeter cannon indoors. It's not you shouldn't necessarily, but
yeah, I'm saying you're gonna have to cover your right. ears. Donna would have been a very fun pick to have in this instance. But my point is, yes, you at least have Haywire.
That's yep. Didn't I give you a pistol
a while ago? The zip gun, yeah.
Yeah.
Now what?
Crappy pistol.
One of you has Argenta's gun.
I think Haywire has.
Yes,
Do I? Because I
you
don't
had
think
it
it's
last,
on my sheet.
Or did you give it back to?
Yeah,
no, he was a cool guy who back. Killed her with her own gun.
Yeah, and then I think I put it back in the armory because I didn't write it on my sheet.
Okay.
Wow. Oh no! I think you threw it into the. Didn't you throw it away?
No, he didn't.
What? No, I would never.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
He would kill a woman with her own gun, but he wouldn't discard of it like it's a tawdry used napkin.
That would be disrespectful. I'm pretty sure it's just in storage, so oops.
Well, also, I don't know that I'd be okay, be comfortable firing that, especially indoors anyway. We don't
My point
know
is,
does.
The three of you were dealing with that shit.
Hmm?
What do?
Can I suggest, what do they call that, a strategic withdrawal?
Running?
Yeah. Defenestration? There might be windows nearby.
Yeah, they're up on the second floor.
Actually, I have a question. I have the ability Tactical Retreat, which is you and any allies can safely and expeditiously disengage from any combat, fight, or engagement you're in and leave the situation safely to an adjacent area or another location of your choice. I can use that. I just don't know if everyone is like counts as close enough for me to use that.
Given the current circumstances, if you would like to use your Tactical Retreat ability, I will say absolutely. I will tell you what that looks like.
Okay. I mean, I'm if everyone else wants to do that, or I don't know if I guess, unless everyone else is like really interested in scrapping with these meld, we can do that. Or if everyone's okay with it, I can use Tactical Retreat.
I mean, I'm not like excited about trying to fist fight a bunch of meld.
I think I am fine retreating.
Okie dokie. Countess, suspend your AP.
I will.
I'm going to take a look at what guns you have on your on the canter of the bullfrog real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's the male drone swarm.
It is just missiles for ranged weaponry. Yeah, it's that sword. Yeah.
All right, are you cool with spending a use of a missile?
Sure.
Countess. Many things are better than fighting the Meld in close quarters. Blowing out a far wall with a missile so your friends can retreat and run outside. Yep. Definitely falls under that category. You are being beset upon by a bunch of revivified nanite-infected corpses. Countess has been providing Overwatch this entire time. Mm-hmm. Oh shit, they're between us and the exit, and then the wall explodes.
Mm-hmm.
The radio transmission tower, still intact. You all can get the fuck out and get to your mechs and get the fuck away. So I'm going to ask you one question. Are you bringing the detached jammy computer with you?
We could toss it on the hover sled. That's what it's there for. I have one spot left on
it.
Very fair.
Okie doke.
All right, running back to your mechs, getting in the mechs. Getting the fuck out. Where are you headed? Are you headed to Greater Lake? Are you headed somewhere else? I will say, as you are getting your shit together and moving, you see what is emerging from the water. That is a Meld behemoth.
Oh.
Huh.
Fax takes a picture of it.
Neat.
Lifts their camera. Okay. Yep, exactly.
I'm going to say... Yeah, I'm going to say we're going to go back to Crater Lake just in case they follow us. We don't lead them to a inhabited area. So yeah, we're going to Crater Lake, I think.
All right, fair enough.
Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It can't follow.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, out of character, I know that. But in character, that's what counts for it, though.
Yep.
How do we know it can't follow us?
We use a special power.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
For what it's worth. Very smart.
Mm-hmm. I'm out of AP, so.
There's also a Meld behemoth that is wandering around.
No. Yeah, we must go at some point.
Well. I can tell you what the Meld behemoth is going to do.
It's going to meld.
Yes.
It's going to. Hemoth?
Stand back.
You know where you left it?
Yeah. Left it?
In the middle of the facility there.
Next to the radio tower.
What else?
I don't know.
I got myself what Meld Hemoths can do.
I mean, it's in the middle of a bunch of Meld and stuff.
Yeah, there's like other Melds there, yeah.
Good. Okay. Should I read the description of where you left it?
Yeah.
Okie doke. West Loop Zone. The WZ is fine. That's what the radio broadcasts say. It's fine. Everything is fine. Each zone has a smaller loop providing infrastructure to the main reactor.
Oh.
Oh, did it? So it ate the chunk of loop?
I mean, it's gonna.
Oh.
Yeah, we might. Like, we retreated so that y'all get back in your mech safely and all that, which is good. We might need to go back and deal with that, like, right now.
Yeah, this is something that Vigil should be shooting at.
Oh, Vigil can try, but Vigil came with to provide Overwatch. You do not get to attack from a range from an area away.
Yes, I know, and yeah, I'm saying in better circumstances.
Yes.
Yep. We should like tell someone about that.
Well, yeah, jammer is down now.
Yeah.
Could we, what's the outpost in the other loop?
Control? Oh, not control. Emergency response outpost?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should. I think we should just send a message to them. And then I think we should head back and deal with the behemoth.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up? I would say it is both the kind of honorable, heroic thing to do, and also it's kind of our fault that the behemoth has woken up, so.
A little bit.
We didn't make it.
We didn't make it, but. Well, I specifically, y'all, I should say, woke it up, because I wasn't there too.
We came here to stop the jamming. This would have happened if anyone came by. This is a trap that we stepped in, but somebody was gonna.
Okay, my point Indeed. Is. Who wants to make the call? Who's going to poke the computer and get information now that you're not in a weird situation and just like plug it into your mechs and have them take a look at it? I'm going to say the behemoth fight is going to be next week.
It's big.
Yep. It's not small. No.
It's not. You know what? Couldn't think of a small version of a behemoth. That's how big it is.
Yeah, if you have a small behemoth, that's just a moth.
Oh no, your clothes. It's glaring so angrily at you.
No.
I can do the signal. I can raise communications.
Alright.
Yeah, you'll be diplomatic about it.
Alright, so you can. Alright, so Ham is going to do the. Ham is going to call the people from ERO. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah, Ham's our PR agent.
God help you all. Oh, well, thank you. So there's a woman who answers. Yeah, fuck it. Let's be silly with it. So she's very much like aesthetically Southern Belle, despite that not making any sort of like sense. She's got like the big blonde hair, just like a smile and like blue eyes. And she says, well, you know what? I am downright surprised that somebody managed to get rid of that communication interdiction. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to, ma'am?
Hi, my name is Ham. I'm with the Blue Bottle Crawler, Pick Hero of Justice. Hi, listen, don't thank us too much just yet. There's Melt.
Oh, goodness. Of course there is. Well, all right, I want you to understand. My name is Marzipan Windchime. I am the head sergeant of the emergency response team. Can you please ascertain the danger of the melt that you are currently dealing with? Are you trapped? Are you under threat?
We're at a good distance. Danger is big. What's the big one? Behemoth? Yeah, behemoth.
She kind of just pauses. There's a. Where exactly are y'all?
We're heading towards Crater Lake, away from the behemoth. It is in West Loop. We're gonna turn around and start working on it. Just letting you know. Hi.
Fuck me. Alright. There's a behemoth outside the West Loop. What in the goddamn are they doing down there? Alright, Look, we can scramble, but it's gonna take at least a half hour in order to get out there and to give you assistance.
Sure. I think we can work with half an hour. We'll do what we can.
All right. Well, the upside is we're not necessarily equipped to fight Meld, but We got plenty of coolant foam for the reactor just in case. I guess in a pinch that'll help.
All right, well, like I said, we'll see what we can do. Your hair is real pretty, by the way.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you. I like your tattoo.
Oh, thank you.
The rare, genuine bless your heart.
I was going to say.
So, yeah, you have managed to inform the authorities of what's going on. Blah, 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 so on and so forth. It's going to be okay. I'm not going to say it's going to be okay. I will say, if you die horribly, they will be able to pick up the slack of what you left behind.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Turns are about 30 minutes in salvaging, right?
Yeah.
So we just survive one turn.
Yep. So meanwhile, while that's going on, who's poking at the computer?
To... disconnected or to
we disconnected it's
oh, right
yeah we're like thing. Looking at it to find information, right? Which that's not Ketis's area of expertise, so I think probably it'll be someone else.
Do we have any
you got the Did I cut out?
I heard you got the, and then nothing else.
Yeah, sorry about that. You've got the opportunity to poke around at it and get the information real fast before you gotta get back in there, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any relevant abilities or ability points to use relevant abilities anyway, so.
That's perfectly fine. You're gonna get the information that you understand as best you understand it. Countess. Here's what you understand. This thing was clutched together in order to transmit a signal into Crater Lake. In order to do that, it had to cancel out the signal of every other thing in the area.
Okay, so...
You know enough comms and, like, SIGINT in order to figure that out. Somebody went there, killed everybody, set up a trap... pointed the telecoms tower at Crater Lake so they could send transmissions to Crater Lake and then receive transmissions from Crater Lake.
So someone's helping the TF soldier, maybe, or... I don't know.
Hmm.
I gave you all the clues, Miss Countess.
Yeah.
Literally, in your case.
Sorry, I'm just trying to get my head away. And so Premier did say that the TF soldier is trying to find a ship, right?
The soldier is probably trying to find a way off world, yes.
Yes. I don't immediately have any revelations other than we should go fight the behemoth.
I'm not really sure.
It's not like a ship buried in Crater Lake, is there? Trying to remote access it.
Yeah, behemoths can't jump into space, right? Let me look at the entry in the book to make sure they can't jump into space. Hang on.
Behemoth got ups.
They get big enough.
I mean, it also, like, would kind of make sense for a TF soldier to, like, unleash a behemoth just to cause a ruckus. That's kind of what they're here for. But
yep,
I don't know.
Mysteries will be revealed next time as you all head back to West Loop Zone, and boy oh boy, you're gonna be dealing with this behemoth, and then you're probably gonna want to wait until the crawler shows up so you can all take a little bit of a nap after.
Yeah.
I will say this. You're going to be flush and shit. Flush in, like, scrapping.
Flush in the toilet.
Yep, that's what we came to the swamp for, is the blue bottle has these tanks that need to be emptied from time to time. So we have to, like, make sure we go through suitable zones.
Yeah, last time we accidentally dumped it all on a big barge that was going passing on a river underneath. It was kind of a thing.
No, Mel, they're always worth a lot of salvage. Mm-hmm. And reputation. Mm-hmm. No discounting that.
All right. Well, next time. Meld fight. Meld fight. Everybody meld loves fight. The meld fight. Let's get infected once again. Everyone who knows the meld, your friend.
Yep. Good song. Really musical episode.
Yeah. I'm reading the game book, and technically behemoths don't infect. They absorb everything it destroys into its mammoth every
time. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they get bigger.
Yep. They're like those sped up videos of the magnetic slime and the cubic, the
fluid.
Yeah.
However, actually, the behemoth tendrils don't do that. No, the behemoth tendrils actually don't infect.
No, it does not infect, but it's it does do a lot of damage. It's probably big enough that it
doesn't have to care anymore.
Yeah, it's like if you took a bacteria and made it really big, it wouldn't make you sick. It would just squish you.
Yeah.
No, I think it's just sort of like at a concentration where it doesn't need more material. It just wants to, if it's fighting you, it's just trying to kill you.
Well, I mean, yeah, it does take on more material, but it just like kind of eats it, basically. Mm-hmm. Instead of.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. If it also, I'm looking at the page. If it also.
It does the whole magnetizer thing.
Wild. Yeah. Oh,
but to digest you.
Scary.
Alright. Well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This has been the Coffin Club. In reverse alphabetical order, let's say goodnight, everybody, starting with Haywire.
Hey, this is Grant. Playing Haywire. I played through the horror video game routine the last 2 weeks. Excuse me. Really good game, really scary, fantastic, like, set design and, like, atmosphere to it. It was a lot shorter than I thought it was. I finished in about 8 hours. But that's okay. I had a really good time. I had to stop playing it after, like, I don't know, 2 hours at the most every time every session, because I was just like, oh, I'm too tense. I need to stop. I need to go to bed. Anyway, yeah, Moon's haunted.
That moon, super fucking haunted, man.
Yeah, it's very haunted.
But it looks cool.
Keeps happening.
It's very, very cool. So also some pretty decent puzzles in it. Mm. Nothing like super difficult or anything, but they do make you kind of do a little bit of like poking around and like getting into like vents and peeking around corners to like hit fuse boxes and looking through some documents and things to try and like find codes and stuff. None of that felt like, you know, unreasonable.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right. We also have Ham.
This has been Lavender and Ham signing off. I have been playing one from like a year or two ago, Yars Rising, which is one of the strangest pitches for a video game I've ever heard in my life. Because Yars Revenge was an Atari 2600 game, loosely insect-themed.
But it was a shooter. Like, you flew around with a little bug and you had to shoot down a barrier that was protecting this thing. And then you had to aim a big gun at the thing to destroy it and then repeat it. So 40 years later, WayForward came along and made a canonical sequel to that. That is a cyberpunk Metroidvania.
A cyberpunk sapphic Metroidvania.
Loosely sapphic Metroidvania, yes. It's pretty solid, all things considered. It's a wild premise. It actually does tie into, like, the lore that came with the comic in the 2600 game. Because it had a little manual about why there were bug people in space. And this does follow up on that, but for the most part, it is a mildly stealthy Metroidvania because you are playing as a small hacker lady who does not have heavy armor or the firepower needed to deal with the security guards and corrupt cops and big robots coming after her. But the thing that kind of sells it for me is that when you actually are doing hacking, it is just Atari 2600 Yar's Revenge. Except they added like a zillion variants to it. Every That's time you cute. Need to open a door or turn off a laser trap or pick up an upgrade, it basically gives you another level of an old video game with new mechanics, new rules, sometimes references to other old games. It's weird because it's like WayForward learned restraint, which is not something I normally associate with them. I'm going to be a little mean. For the most part, I like their stuff, but they're not like subtle. They tend to lean a lot on meta humor. That's none of that is here, really. Like, there are references stacked to the ceiling, but they're all very small and tasteful. Like, you'll see like sprites being used as part of fonts in the background, or the save points are the original computer space machine, stuff like that. It has a lot of vocal music, future funk-ish, all pretty played straight, which is the other thing. Every WayForward has great musical chops, but every time they do it, they make like some goofy meta song about how weird it is they're singing about a video game. None of that here. Genuinely enjoying it. It's such a weird thing that it exists, but they also kind of knocked it out of the park. I'm quite enjoying it so far.
Do you want to know something interesting?
What's that?
I know two of the women who hold the records for speedrunning Yars Rising.
Neat.
Yep.
Nice.
So it's got some pretty
fun. I'm not surprised that they're in those circles.
Well, I didn't even. I know. All right. Shout out to Lucifer and shout out to Joopy. Friends of the show. And girls / non-binary people. I hate to phrase it that way. Individuals who were very supportive of me through my early stages of transition. So I want to give them a shout out. Because they're good people and they do good speedruns. If you're interested in seeing Yars Rising in a stylish and pretty brisk way. It's a fast speed run. Lucifer has the record at 1 hour 32 minutes.
Yeah, that fits. I think routing, you could do all kinds of weird stuff in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. We also have Fax. Hello, Fax.
Hi, hello. This has been Fax, played by Bastion. I don't really have, Revolutionary Girl Utena movie is coming into theaters soon, for a thing, for some reason. So I'm going to be rewatching, the original series, Revolutionary Girl Utena. If you've never seen it, you should probably go see it. It's quite good. It's quite long. 39 episodes. I mean, like, you know, they used to seasons of anime could be quite many episodes. It's got, you know, Dio's voice actor in it. Lesbian swords and roses and quite a lot of and then the movie's full of cars. It's a very odd show.
Yeah,
pretty good though.
honestly, we're probably going to have to postpone us watching The Sopranos together to check out Utena, which admittedly, I have been meaning to watch Utena for years, so...
It's yep. such a difficult decision.
It's just, I need somebody to watch it with me, because otherwise I will pause.
Revolutionary Girl Utoni Soprano.
Much change my name.
This morning, found myself a prince.
All right. Sorry.
Meadow, you hate this new school you go to. You never have. Anyway, sorry. Countess.
Hi, this has been Sophie, she, her, playing Countess, also she, her. So a couple weeks ago, my recommendation was the UVS Nirmana, which was a Zach-like. This week, my recommendation is Kaizen, a Factory Story, which is another Zach-like. Also, I compared Nirmana to Opus Magnum a lot, but Kaizen is a lot like Opus Magnum in the sense that, like, you know, you have your primary tool is arms you use to push things and move things around and flip things like that. I'm liking it a lot. You know, it's exactly like that, like, it gives you a lot of tools, like, more than other ones do. Like, you know, you get the arms, you can also, you know, grab things and, like, flip them, which can be helpful, things like that. But it also, like, yeah, so it gives you a lot of tools, but it also, you know, obviously expects you to use those tools, so there's a... So, you know, so levels can be more complicated than they might be in other games. It is a less high concept than Nirmana. Like, it is just you're running a factory and you're making things, but that does let me say things like this rice cooker is kicking my ass. So
that's really good. What's this called again?
Kaizen, a Factory Story. So that's Kaizen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very neat. I actually own the Gunpla thing for this. I think they had a spinoff for this.
What, for Kaizen?
Or Zachtronics had something that was like a build and paint a Gunpla simulator.
So Zachtronics?
I'm looking through my thing real quick.
I know what you're referring to. I forget. It's one of their later games that was. I've not played any of them.
Yeah, I'm just not there. Oh, I'm thinking of Last Call BBS.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Which I think might be set in, like, the same setting.
Maybe, yeah.
Whatever. Sorry, it's my bad.
No, it's, yeah, I have not played, Last Call BBS. I have also been playing, TIS 100, which is another Zachtronics. It's kind of an older Zachtronics, but, which I like that, but yeah.
Very cool. Oh my god, I didn't introduce myself and my fucking pronouns at the beginning of this episode. God damn it, Jessica.
Who are you?
Oh no, they're gonna have no idea who you were this entire time.
I'm the Melt. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm the Melt. I've been here the whole time. I'm the Melt. My name is Jessica. My pronouns are she, it. I have two recommendations for you. Something old, something new. The old recommendation is I actually saw Dead Poets Society.
Oh.
I never seen it before. It has some problems. What with being a movie from the 1980s that's about kids in the 1950s who are experiencing adolescence and feelings. But by and large, I really did like it. It's a little treacly and it's a little saccharine at times. But broadly speaking, it's... compelling to watch, and also, like, the whole time I'm watching, I'm like, well, Robin Williams really is giving these kids, like, good life advice. It's not wacky wahoo Robin Williams time. Mm-hmm. That's cool. And it's also very... Also, if you want to watch with a movie with Fujo goggles on, great pick. Because it's a bunch of dudes who are in a repressive preparatory academy, and they feel things towards each other. My more contemporary review is the other day, B and I went to see Boots Riley's new film, I Love Boosters. It's a lot of fucking fun.
It's a good movie.
It is a surrealist communist romp through the fashion industry and like contemporary American culture. And it's just, God, Kiki Palmer. I'm pretty sure she was in Nope.
Yes.
I'm gonna have to look this up real quick, because this is like legit important.
Yes. Yes, she was.
Yeah, no, she's astounding in it. Her star is rising, and it fucking deserves to rise. And it's a movie that is just like gleefully vulgar and weird. And I'm fucking here for it. It was really, it's not like the deepest movie in the world, but it's just a fucking fun movie. And also, we're watching this movie, two trans women who are laughing our asses off, and behind us are these senior citizen white women who are just like, well, I don't care for that. The entire movie, and I'm fucking
to
dying.
Be fair, we saw the like sensory friendly version with the subtitles.
Yes, there were the open captions. Oh. There were the open captions,
which were great in how they were wrong and rewritten in some places.
Yes.
Oh.
Which is always annoying, especially when you're seeing it in the theater.
Yeah, I know, but
get the point across.
Nobody wants to pay the caps to people anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, I Love Boosters. Extremely fun. Demi Moore's in it, and she's just being a terrible
cunt.
being a terrible fashion CEO, but like in a believable and fun way. It's great. All right, we have a website. It is thecoffin.club. We have a Patreon. It is patreon.com/the_coffin_club, where if you donate, and okay, donate's not the right word, where if you sign up, you can get access to our show, Eyes of Ichor, once a month, and you can listen to us crack jokes and talk about fun stuff and character. We like reviews. Reviews are really nice. Reviews are hard to write, but we like reviews, except on Spotify, because fuck Spotify. And we, again, spread our word of mouth first and foremost, so please just let people know about the show if you like the show. I think that'll... Oh, our theme is Take Her Away by Ladyfingers. So, tip your waiter, tip your waitress, tip your waitrex, and we hope to see you all again next time. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Take care, everyone.